Praise the Lord. Now, Psalm 46:4. There's a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her later on. What did it say?
Right early.
Right early. God has, this is a, here's the passion. God has a constantly flowing river whose sparkling streams bring joy and delight to his people. His river flows right through the city of the Most High, God Most High, into the holy dwelling places. God is in the midst of the city, secure and never shaken. At daybreak, I like that. His help will be seen with the appearing of the dawn. He'll be there right early. Now, the tabernacles here, just in case you need to know, most of you probably do know this, but the tabernacles here are us. Yeah. We are the dwelling place of God now. We're New Testament believers, so we are the dwelling places. Amen. Lovely are your dwelling places. That's us. Praise the Lord. So the river runs. Good choice of songs there, because the river runs to us and the river runs through us. And we are the city on the hill. Amen. The river is calm. It's gentle flowing. It's a river of full banks. It diffuses joy and fertility, beauty wherever it flows. Particularly this river that we're talking about. The river, once again, runs to us and through us. Now get this. This is not a type of something.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. Come on. Yeah. This really is the river.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. This is not how people use parables or different words to give an example of something. This is really a river that runs to you and through you.
Right.
A real river is running to you and through you. Now, come on. You can get that. Because it's the river of the Holy Spirit. And it represents the anointing. It represents the glory of God. Revelation 22:1 said, then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, flowing with water clear as crystal, continuously pouring out from the throne of God and of the Lamb. So the river is the water of life. It's continuously flows from God and Jesus. You remember what Jesus said to the woman at the well? He said, if you drink of this water, you'll never thirst again. Remember? So, you know, they're not talking about water or a type. They're talking about the river of the Spirit. Remember what the woman at the well is about? It's about him breaking down all the barriers so that she could worship in spirit and in truth.
That's good.
Remember that. Okay. So, this is real. And it is in light speed up.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Catch up with that. Everything in the spirit world is light speed up.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's all light speed up. We're light speed down. Our cellular structure, our who we are, what our particles are made of, they're light speed down. That's why you can't just see angels all around you right now.
Yeah.
I know you know this, but I'm going to remind you of it.
Mm-hmm.
But light speed up is where the heavenly kingdom is. And so it's not that it's that far from you. It's that you just can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So this river may not be able to be seen with the physical eye, but it's there. And so if God's offering, now I believe God right now is offering our church and many churches a new place in the river. Okay. I believe we're here. And so how are we going to live in that? What are we going to do with it? What's it for? Well, it's for everything. It's a he, actually. he or it blesses you, heals you, brings great possibilities of influence, and they're all going to flow from you. So if we're going to get maximum results, then we need to know some things. And so we need to have a working knowledge of two major things. And you're going to be shocked that I'm not going to say faith, but I'm going to put something right below faith on this foundation. And that is love and light.
Yes.
Love and light. Certainly faith is what draws from that other dimension. Certainly, but we'll get to that. So just go ahead and wade into this with me for just a little bit tonight. So this love and this light are actually vehicles to take us where we want to go. 1 John 4:8 says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now, let's just think about this for a minute so that we don't stay in any kind of religious confusion, okay? God is love. It doesn't say he has love. It says he is love. Okay? So God is love. So love is God. That's pretty easy. 1 John 1:1 says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, the word of life, talking about Jesus. For the life was manifested and we have seen it. Now remember, this is the apostle John talking. He really saw Jesus. Okay. Bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, which was with Father and was manifested to us. So Jesus was with Father in the beginning and then he was manifested to us on the earth. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. In other words, we want you to get it and start comprehending this along with us, what's going on here. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write unto you that your joy may be full. Then this is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light.
Yes.
And in him is no darkness at all. Okay, that's Bible. That's not word of faith or anything else. That's Bible. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. And we'll talk about that later. The main thing I want you to see here is God is love and God is light. Light is God. And love is God. Okay. Now we're not talking about light and the sunshine. That's not what we're talking about at all. We're talking about God is light. When he created, he said light be and light was. He said me be. He put out there this himself, which is, get this, light speed up. He created with that. Okay. So he's creating with this light, with this power, because that's who he is. So God is love, God is life, so love is light.
Yeah.
Okay, so love is light. So now here's the thing. Love, according to the scriptures, never fails. So love never fails, so light never fails. And God never fails. Now, for us, in this time frame that we're living in, working with God, working in the kingdom of God, it's essential that if we're going to change atmospheres, which is what we're called to do, that we need to understand some things. We're atmosphere changers.
Yes.
With the right words, you can change an atmosphere in 8 seconds.
Right.
You can come up to someone who's just blah, 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 and you can say something good, and they'll go, well, okay, you know, you can turn things around. You could also turn it the other way around if you had a mind to, which I hope you don't. Praise the Lord. But we're called to be atmosphere changers. And so we want to do that with the motive of love. We want to receive what we can from the kingdom of God in the spirit world. We want to build a road or a path and bring in this light and love and whatever else it is that we need and other people need into this realm. That's what faith does. Faith brings things from the other realm and manifests them in this realm. It's a force. It's a force of faith. But without understanding, having a knowledge of love and light, you're going to miss some things. Mm-hmm. I'll say this to you. Your faith is never going to be, well, in Texas, we'd say up to snuff. Yeah. I don't advise that. But if you're going to get up there, you're going to have to understand covenant. And you're going to have to understand Hesed. Now, that's what we're talking about right here. Okay. So there are things that once you understand it and you trust in these aspects of God, once you trust in them, then faith is going to flow, like a river. Okay. Now, so this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's our job. That's our job. How is someone that you're praying for going to get well? If the kingdom comes. If the kingdom comes, how are you going to be blessed financially the right way? Kingdom come. All these things are based on what comes out of the kingdom of God, what's coming from God. So, We do that by praying, we do it by saying, we do it by declaring, and we do it by using our dominion. Those things are all true. You guys are way past 101, 102, 103. You all know this stuff. You know if you decree a thing, it'll come to pass. Now, so we know that God is a spirit. We know that he operates in light speed up. And we understand by Einstein's theory of time dilation that if you were to speed up to light speed, you would disappear. Now, you wouldn't cease to exist, but you would disappear. You'd be the invisible Jesse, the invisible girl, the invisible man. That's what you would be, invisible to all of us if you sped up to light speed right now. Yeah, you know that? That's why your guardian angels that are all standing around you right now, you can't see them because they're that high up. Okay. So, I had this thought run through my mind of, and all those particles that you're putting together right now by faith are all around you right now. Waiting to come together and manifest. Okay, so you are big enough. Y'all can take that. Okay, now, so, like I said, it's not that you would cease to exist. It's just we can't see you. So God and the kingdom then, being invisible just because we're slower, nothing wrong with them. So church, that's why this is real easy. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. And so when your spirit leaves, it's not going to float around for 16 days until you find peace. No. And the ghost of you is going to go around, pay those people back who smacked you and stuff. No, that's not going to happen. You'll be present with the Lord and you're going to go into the place of God. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and that's written, is it? Yes. It's written. I was quoting you a scripture. So, but for here, while we're here and we're in this 3D, third dimension world here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we're in this third dimension. We need vehicles. And the vehicles are really interesting. Music is a vehicle. Okay? Now, a lot of people think that music is worship, but music is not worship. It's the vehicle of worship. Because when you hear Jordan playing something anointed on the guitar, you can't tell the difference of what's anointed. Why? Because he's worshiping. He's worshiping on the guitar. See? And so you can't tell the difference when we're singing these songs and Jesse's leading us and you're going, oh, this is such a good song. Well, Jesse's worshiping. And you're worshiping. And that's why you move into that. But the music is a vehicle. Well, I'm saying that as an example to tell you that love and light are vehicles. Okay? Now walk with me. We'll get there. I didn't want to walk too fast with you. There's just some things that we need to understand and about love and light. And, well, let me say it to you like this. Love is light and light travels fast. Okay. Now, what can you do with what we just said? You can go back to the first scripture we read. He will help you ride early. Okay. That was free. Now, God is light. In him is no darkness at all, right? We read that as a scripture. He doesn't do darkness. Okay. God is light and in him there is no cancer at all. God is light and in him there's no diabetes at all. God is light and in him there is no trouble at all. God is not, doesn't have meanness in him. Well, Pastor, it looked like Yeshua being mean over there slapping those people around the Old Testament. No, no, no. That was the big L-O-R-D that had already been set in motion. That was seed time and harvest functioning. They did that. Three reasons for storms. You make a decision that's bad. Someone else makes a decision around you that's bad. And we live in a dark world. And there's always a way out of all three of those things. Forgiveness, making better choices, and using your authority when it comes to this dark world.
Yes.
Amen. But we always have to remember that. So he doesn't do dark. And so we see that we need love because it's a vehicle that connects us with the speed of God or with eternity or timelessness, because that's where miracles happen. The water turned to wine in because of another realm.
Yeah.
They didn't get in there and try to stir it up and smush some grapes real fast and everything. Jesus just spoke to it. Well, in the show, he just stood there and went like this. I don't care about the show. He said something. Things were said. Yeah. But so when the leper was healed immediately, that's light speed up. That's miracle realm. When you get a miracle, it's light speed up. That realm is flowing for you. Now, I'm just going to give you a hint. That realm will work ahead of you. And we call that favor. Okay? We call that favor. That was hot off the Holy Ghost press right there. We call that favor. So the blind eyes are opening. All these things are happening. The dead is raised because of this power that's flowing in God in light speed. And so we see that we need to participate in light to get our job done. And you can't believe dark things and get the job done. You're going to have to believe light things. But on the other hand, what we have is, if you'll get some light, it'll push the darkness out. It always does. Light always pushes darkness out. No matter where you are, no matter how dark the room, if you turn on the light, it pushes the darkness out. Amen. So because light wins. Amen. This is just so important. I'm just giving you a few facts so that a few revelations so I can tell you what I want to tell you. Now, 1 John 4:16, we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. God is love. He doesn't just have it once again. He doesn't just give it, although he does. This is not emotional love. This is that obligatory love. So, here's the hang up. Man, faith worketh by love, so I guess if I'm gonna get my faith working, I better make sure I love everybody. And it sure is hard to love Aunt Mabel because she's crossed me a lot of times, you know. But I guess I'm gonna have to love Aunt Mabel or my faith won't work, you know. Or, well, I have to love everyone, but I really have to. It is a good thing to love people. And love doesn't mean that you're not, that you're just fully emotional about them. You may not be too thrilled with them, but you can love them. Yeah, I know you and your children. You love them, but sometimes you're not all thrilled with their behavior. Right. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. And the same way with everyone. But it doesn't discount the real love. But what I want to present to you is that you're going to have to get down to the base of this. You're going to, more than before, let me say, before loving people, you need to know how much God loves you. So that's what this is talking about, knowing love himself, knowing, having working knowledge of love himself, working knowledge of love himself. That's what's going to help you. Working knowledge of light. And we've talked about that a little bit here, but working knowledge of love. So the key here, now we know the scripture. Well, let's go over there. Go over to 1 John 4:18, because you need to mark this up in your Bible. Praise the Lord. Looks like I did. Now, I'm going to start at, let's go to 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath for us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. Herein is our love made perfect. Now that means this is the way our love is developed, okay? This is how love is developed, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. This is not judgment day. This is the day of judgment. What is the day of judgment? That's the day when you're tempted. That's the day when you're tempted to smart off, tempted to cheat, tempted to lie, tempted to quit, tempted to feel sorry for yourself. Amen. Yeah, I'll say that. Church, you're not the only person in the world that was ever hurt. You're not the only person in the world that ever got offended or bad things happened to. But if you allow those bad things to run your life to this day, then something or someone else is still in charge of you.
Wow. That's right. That's good.
The Bible says that all the brethren have had things they have to deal with. Okay, so we have boldness in the day of judgment because as he is, so are we. Now, most of the time, it's fear. Mm-hmm. Jealousy is fear. Lust is fear. Most problems are fear-based. Fear is what we would call the reciprocal of faith. It's not the opposite. It's a reciprocal because it behaves just like faith, only it calls darkness where faith calls God. Mm-hmm. Okay. So fear is a big deal, and it comes with influence. And so when you begin to know God, then this next scripture will start happening to you. And that next scripture is this: there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, or it flushes out fear, okay? Mm-hmm. Perfect love, God's love, will flush out fear. Mm-hmm. And he that feareth is not made perfect in love. So when you're fearing, you're not trusting all the way, and you might not be trusting all the way because you're not convinced, or maybe you don't have a working knowledge of love himself. Is this okay? Can y'all walk down this road? Okay. And so what you want to do is your love can be made perfect when you understand God is love, God is light. And then we're going to talk in just a minute about comprehending with the saints. Okay. But, what we need to understand here, the key is knowing. It's knowing. You're going to be so free, a free fear. Life is a failure-free life. So many people have fear of failure. Oh, what if I fail? Well, if you don't do anything, you will. You have to take a few chances in life. Yeah, praise the Lord. And the things that you're afraid of, you need to conquer because you have a big God who has obligatory love. That's one of the reasons why we push Hesed all the time. He's right there knocking on your window, knocking on your door, sitting in the back seat, sitting between you in the console, between you and your spouse or you and your friend or whoever, going, what are we going to do? What can I do? How can I help you? Because I love you. I mean, he's right there all the time. He loves us. He's trying to get to us. But sometimes we forget and get back into these religious places where we just think, well, I better love somebody. I don't really feel like loving anybody today, but I better, because if I don't, my faith won't work. You'll get way past all that stuff and way past all that religion if you get a working knowledge of this dad that loves you. I don't care if you had a good daddy here or a bad daddy here. You have a good daddy light speed up. And he is a river flowing through you. And so you can get all the good stuff and get downloaded with all the good daddy stuff right now. You call your dad Pops? And I call Father God Papa. Okay. If I could give you some advice, don't be so afraid, I'm using that term lightly here, that you will offend the God of the universe by calling him daddy. Because it says in Romans 8 that the Spirit of God has taught us to call him Abba. He's a daddy. He is a daddy. And so you can treat him like that. He happens to be the God of the universe, the King of everything, but that's just points for you. Amen. Because he is your dad. He's on board with you and he's not mad at you. No. That's the other thing religion keeps you hung up in. Well, God's mad at me. God's probably mad at me. God's not mad at you. He hasn't been mad at you since the day Jesus resurrected from the dead. Well, actually, the day Jesus died on the cross, it was all paid for. Jesus paid for that. The Bible says that God hid his face from Jesus for a short time. But now there is no wrath appointed to us. There is no wrath appointed to us because Jesus took care of it. You don't qualify to take care of it. You can't do it. But Jesus could. And he did. So you're going to have to break free and believe Jesus. You're going to have to break free and believe Pops, Papa. Amen. That's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to get free. Now, we'll just finish up with this. Let's look. I'll skip on over here. I wrote something down I wanted to tell you. Remember when the Apostle Paul over in Ephesians 3 said that he was praying for us that we would comprehend with all the saints. Right. You're very familiar with Ephesians 3. If you're not, that's where you should live. Because that's about us, okay? So he said he prayed that we would comprehend with all the saints. What is the breadth and width and light and, you know, all the dimensions. He wanted us to understand the love of God in dimension. Now, that's working knowledge. You can fly to Hawaii on a jet and you'll know you're on there. It's a long way too. I was so glad I got the exit seat. I got room, you know, wasn't flying first class, so I had to have that extra room. But anyway, I think both times were fairly comfortable. I've been over there twice. But the pilot has working knowledge. You don't have working knowledge, but the pilot has working knowledge. He knows how to get there. Some people can watch machinery, and other people know how to do it. Me and Chris were talking about, my family had John Deere tractors. So me and Chris, I think it was me and Chris, we were talking about how they, when you dig, With a John Deere, there's just two handles. So you have to do all this stuff to make the backhoe work on it, you know. It's not like what they call a cat, which has four deals. And then some of those things have pedals and all kinds of stuff. But Chris has a working knowledge of machinery. Right. And I just happen to know it because I was raised in it, okay. So, but we could talk about it. Because we had working knowledge of it. So the Apostle Paul here is talking about it with you. Once he prays that you will have this knowledge, he tells us how it works. Here's how it works. You ready?
Yes.
Do you want to know?
Yes.
Are you sure you want to know?
Yes.
It works like light. It works like light. Light will spread out. Light will go far. Light will go deep. Light will go high, and you can't stop it. You can't right now where you're sitting stop with the light that's going on in here, even this kind of light. But that's the nature of light. It'll go, it'll just start spilling out. When the sun comes up in the morning, you can't stop it. Go away, I'm trying to sleep. No, it's there, it's gonna come up. It's gonna come up, and you're either gonna have some black blinds to pull down, or you're getting up. Amen. But it'll go deep, it'll go high. So love is so wide that it includes everyone. That's how wide it is. Let me go over there. I want to make sure I'm you're understanding, just in case someone here is not familiar with the verse. I'm going to go on to Ephesians 3 here. Okay. Not 2, 3. Okay. For this cause I bow, I'm reading 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with the river or the might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. That's how you're going to get it. You're going to get rooted and grounded. You're rooted and grounded in some things right now. There's some things you know how to do. You don't have to think about it. You just know how to do it. Mm-hmm. You don't, when you drive your car, you don't have to think about it.
Right.
You get in there, you start it, you go, right?
Yeah.
You're rooted and grounded. Now, some of these kids, you know, they were okay. And I put my hands on it, make sure I can. And for those of you that are too young to remember clutches, that was fun. When you're teaching the kids, I was teaching Deb's son how to drive the clutch, and he burned that thing out. But bless his heart. I didn't say a word to him. We just went and got a new clutch. We never even told him he burned it out. But he was something. I taught him to swim too at where we lived. I'd get him to jump in the pool and he'd be like on the side and I'd be like, now jump to me. And he'd jump to me and I'd kind of dunk him a little. And then I'd move back. Now jump to me. I'm like, come on, jump to me. It's kind of what God is doing right now. Come on out. Come on out. God's getting you to jump. So this light is spreading. This love is wide, and it includes everyone. That's what it's saying here. Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you be rooted and grounded in love, and may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth of love, what is the length of love, what is the depth of love, what is the height of love, and to know the love of Christ, which passes understanding, or knowledge, I should say. We're getting understanding. That ye might be filled with all the fullness of God, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. That's, see, exceedingly abundantly above it, all you can ask or think, is in light speed up.
Amen.
Oh, that's right. That's
so you got to get rooted and grounded to get what's up.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So what you have then is you have love is so wide that it includes everybody. It's so long that it lasts forever, eternity. God is never going to stop loving you. Never. It's so deep that it reaches the lowest, most depressed, the most horrible persons. Amen. Some of you are like, well, I don't. No, no, that would make you that person. It's so deep that it'll reach the lowest, most depressed persons. It's so high that it'll move you. It is so high that it will move you into light speed. and take you as high as you want to go spiritually and otherwise. That's how his love is. He will push you forward as far as you want to go. He'll lift you up as high as you want to go. He'll get as far as you want to go. He'll go there with you. He'll push you. He'll help you. He'll help you make your goals. He'll help you reach your destiny. And stop separating your destiny and thinking, well, you know, this is just the earth, but I need to be spiritual. Well, what you're doing, the land that you sell, the houses that you build, the radio that you talk on, the teaching that you do, the clients that you have, the wonderful idea that you have that you want to build, the things that you guys are running. I'm telling you, God cares about those things because they help people and influence people. And think how great they are when you're doing it because there's light on it. Stop feeling guilty if you go on vacation. He's into it. Stop feeling guilty because you have a good bed and somebody in China may not. You don't need to feel guilty about that. Just pray for them. Amen. God loves you. Stop feeling guilty that you may have more power running through you than some other people. Well, I don't know why God's... Yeah, I'll tell you why. You're letting him. Amen. I'm going to say it again. It's so high that it'll move you into light speed and take you as high as you want to go spiritually and otherwise. And we don't need to see this stuff as a play on words. God's going to take you higher. I'm not going to sing it. God is love. God is light. Love is light. God's in the midst of you, and what? He'll help you right early. How can he help you right early? Because he's light and he's love and he wants to. So, you know, here's the thing that kills off so many things. Well, you know, God always comes at the last moment. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't come at the last moment. It's because people believe that. And I'm going to tell y'all something else. You can laugh at me if you want to. This is not Tornado Alley.
That's right.
And we need to cancel every negative word that is blah, blah, blah for the last couple of years around here. We're not going to start that up. I was raised here. We didn't have any tornadoes in Round Rock all my life like this. We didn't have them all over the place. There was one in Gerald years ago. But I've seen one tornado out here, and it was in Kingsland, I'd say about 12 years ago, and we just spoke to it and went right back up and was gone. Mm-hmm. I refuse those words over this place.
Amen. Yes. That's right. Amen.
This is not going to be a place where we have to everything gets torn up and we have to fix it. Everything gets torn up and we have to fix it. No, we're moving forward.
Amen.
You're moving forward. Well, we get this far in the business and then it goes the wrong way. No, 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 no. He'll help us right early. Well, I may have to be sick for 16 days before God will come and deliver me. That's a bunch of junk. God will be there right early. You quit trying to fix it. Amen. Y'all receive this tonight? Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for this word. We thank you, Lord. You are light. You are love. You are good. You have no darkness in you at all. And you are willing to take us to high places. You will take us so high spiritually that it'll clean out our souls.
Yeah.
You will take us so high spiritually that we can influence others like never before. You will open this so wide that we will be able to reach out to the down and out and the up and out. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that. Father, I pray over everyone's body today. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they're healed from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. All is well in their household, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. We bless you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Virginia.